your prompt response. And as you have all followed the issue of the investigation into the procurement of Sputnik V, Parliament constituted a bipartisan committee, and we finished our work. We brought the report to the plenary, debated, and today the question has been put. It means that the report of the committee has been adopted by the House. All this while, we have been of the strong conviction that the President, His Excellency Nana Addo-Dankwa Akufo-Addo, would have done the needful. From all indications, it looks as though the President hasn't heard anything and he hasn't seen anything. And therefore, we as members of Parliament, especially on the minority side, by Article 82, will come by a motion. In fact, we file a motion and we've gotten the required signatories to have to pass a vote of censure, so that probably the minister will be asked to stay away from the ministry because we find him incompetent. I mean, serious indictments were leveled against him per the report, and some of which includes the fact that the transaction between the state and Ahmed Al-Maktoum was of international nature, and he ought to have come to Parliament for prior approval. It is clearly captured in the report. Again, the procurement of Sputnik V, he was also supposed to have the prior approval of the Board of the Public Procurement Act. He didn't do so, contrary to sections 40 and 41. He didn't do so. As you also remember, those of you who followed the committee, the ad hoc committee, it was also established that the expiry price of the vaccine was less than $10, and the state had to buy it at $19 per dose. That was a dishonesty. Again, he appeared before the Parliamentary Select Committee on Health before entering into such an agreement. At the said meeting, he made it clear to the committee that the budget for the Sputnik V was $10 per dose. And so again, under oath, he told the committee that no payment whatsoever was made. After the investigation, it was found out that about $2.850 million, which is presently around 8 to 9 million Ghana cedis, has been paid to Ahmed Al-Maktoum. Clearly, he lied under oath, which for me is perjury. And therefore, the reason why we have filed a motion to pass vote of censure, so that the minister will have nothing to do with the Ministry of Health. I thank you for the opportunity.
Honourable, some say that you don't have